wanna share a Zen story with you tonight. A man went to a Buddhist monastery for a silent retreat. After he finished, he felt better, calmer, stronger, but something was missing. The teacher said he could talk to one of the monks before he left. The man thought for a while and then asked, "How do you find peace?" The monk said, "I say yes. To everything that happens, I say yes." When the man returned home, he was enlightened. And the website where I found this said that this story is actually real. And the man is Kamal Ravi Kant. So, hopefully when you go home, now that you've heard this, you will be enlightened too. And I was thinking of just leaving you like this with this story. But then I thought if I wouldn't get the story and I was sitting there where you're sitting, then I wouldn't like that. So I thought maybe I'll elaborate a little bit. To me, this ties into one of the earlier deeper insights that I had, which was every time I resist, I suffer. Every time I say no to something, every time I don't want my anger or fear or sadness, every time I don't want to feel the desire or aversion, there's suffering. And every time I can open to whatever is present in this moment, suffering subsides, and some peace can arise. I haven't taken it to the level of enlightenment yet, but I hope that comes at some point. And the man Kamal Ravi Kant, his interpretation is also listed here, which is somewhat similar. He says, most of our pain, most of our suffering comes from resistance to what is. Life is. And when we resist what life is, we suffer. When you can say less, when you can say yes to life, surrender to life, and say, okay, what should I be now? That's where the power comes from. May you sleep well. Be well rested tomorrow morning, and fully enlightened as well.